This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
History is on our side.
Swung on and looked to shallow center field. It is a base hit. One run scores Bernie. Here's Matsui. He scores. Posada goes to second.
WFAN is the home of Yankees baseball.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Alan Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. A couple minutes after 5 o'clock, coming to you live from Giants camp, though they're not on the field yet, but in a few hours they will be. What is up? It's Al, it's Jerry, his name is Al Jacob Dukes, the Eddie Schizzeri. I can't see you, but the hair is still long, the belly's still over the belt, and you're still handsome. Al, what's up?
Good morning, Jerry. You are looking... Am I on? I can't...
You're on. I hear you. Jerry, you sound fantastic.
You are looking live at Giants. Do we still call this Giants Stadium?
No, MetLife Stadium.
MetLife Stadium.
Giants Camp, Quest Diagnostic Center.
Giants Camp. Jerry, we've been here... Well, actually, we didn't come here because of the coronavirus.
Been 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, no 20, no 21, so 2019. 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
3 years ago.
All right. Well, listen, I'm looking for a little bit of a change because the last few times we came here, Jerry, very positive during camp, and then things fell apart.
What time do you have Pat Shurmur and Eli Manning on today?
Those guys aren't here anymore, Jerry. We kicked them to
what
the curb.
What time is Joe Judge on today?
He's gone as well, Jerry.
Wow.
We've got a new sheriff in town. By the way, I believe all the WFAN shows are here today.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of this.
I think Kiki and Tierney are here. I think...
That I'm here till 11 then.
I think Carton and Roberts, I
believe.
Oh,
very cool. So it's a big fan day.
Yeah, so we've got to divide up the guests. You know what I'm saying, Jerry? But I will say...
We want them all.
I'm going to tell you, we've got the top two. So if you're going to...
You've got then Dable.
Right.
I'm going to say no Shane then.
Shane who?
What?
Shane who, Jerry?
Joe Shane.
Joe Shane, no.
So he's not – no, I got you. Well, you got Dable, so that's good.
Brian Dable will be here.
So you got him coming up. I'm going to say then you have either one of two guys. You either have Daniel Jones or Saquon Barkley.
We have Daniel Jones.
Perfect.
So this is going to go on probably between 7 and 8:30.
All right.
They'll be in there somewhere in the mix.
That's the guest time.
The practices. So you'll have Brian Dable, you have Daniel Jones, and we also have Kayvon Thibodeau.
Okay, I like it. Very cool. So you got three big-name guests.
That's right, Jerry. That's what we do here.
Perfect.
That's what we do.
What are we
here.
Talking about? Football?
Football, Jerry. But first, we've got the New York Mets.
Well, we got a lot going on here.
There is a lot going on here. First of all, we kicked the ass of the Braves, Jerry. They were supposed to be the big, tough team. We smacked them around with our major pitchers and our non-major pitchers.
Are you liking Jacob DeGrom this morning?
Well,
I mean,
yes.
You had to have watched yesterday.
I did watch yesterday.
That's pretty good.
But here was what's interesting about what went on yesterday. First of all, Jacob DeGrom was perfect through 5 2/3.
Yes, first 17 batters.
Perfect game he had going.
Yes.
And then he gave up a walk and a home run. They said, you're out of here.
Well, that was the thing. Gary even said going to the break, going to the sixth inning. Mm-hmm. He said next inning's got to be the last inning for DeGrom based on – what their plan was for him. It was six innings or 75 pitches.
Right, and I was going back and forth, so I had it on the television.
Yeah.
Then when I went upstairs to shower, as I did, Jerry, I had it on the Odyssey app.
Nice.
Listening to Howie and who's the other fellow?
Wayne Randazzo. I was going to say Wayne Hagen. Wow, Wayne Randazzo.
Wayne Randazzo. But here was the thing that did kind of tick me off. So he's throwing the perfect game. We're in the fifth inning.
Mm-hmm.
And Howie Rose says, you know, well, this will be his last inning. He goes, and why wouldn't it be? And I'm like, why would?
Because he's perfect.
Right. That's why it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
The only point of doing these games is for the fans, Jerry.
Agreed.
Right? That's the only reason we do it.
Agreed.
If there are no fans watching and there are no fans attending. And
then no one cares.
Then nobody cares.
Correct.
The fans want a perfect game.
Well, what the fans want is a World Series championship.
All right.
So this is what they'll tell you.
Yeah.
To get there, you need him here, and you need him healthy to get there.
Yeah.
So as they go into the sixth inning, I said to my son, I said, you know, not for nothing. I said, but let's go back to April. Clayton Kershaw had a perfect game and was taken out of the game after, I think, after eight, if I remember correctly. I don't remember. Maybe it was after seven or eight, was something like that. And I said, he got ripped to shreds. I said, if DeGrom is perfect through six or seven and comes out, he's got to get ripped to shreds, even though I understand why you wouldn't. But he walked the guy and gave him a home run. All
yeah,
done.
Which I was.
Done
I was,
deal. And I, said, but, and I said, Buck Showalter is the happiest man in the stadium right now.
I was happy as well.
Yeah.
I was happy with the walk. Even just the walk was
Agreed.
Good enough for me. Because a no-hitter.
I know, not that like, special to you.
Although I definitely would trade in the
Johan Santana.
I would say I would trade Johan's career ending because of that for the no hitter.
Yeah,
because that was a big hump for the franchise.
That was
to
a
get
special
over.
Moment for the franchise,
right?
And the fans.
And we'll remember that. I don't remember how the rest of Johan Santana's career went.
Not well.
All right. But he got by the way, he now at his family gatherings, he's like, "That time I threw the no hitter."
You're right, and he even said earlier this year on the broadcast, or actually at a press conference. When he was honored, he even said he wouldn't change it for the world. Like, that was,
exactly.
I was pitching that game. I Correct. Wanted to finish that game. And I agree. Be a man. I agree with him.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Now, the Mets pitcher struck out 19 Braves yesterday. That was pretty cool.
Tied the franchise record.
Is that right?
They had done it a couple of other times. Yeah. And
19?
He had,
we just needed one more.
Edwin Diaz struck out the side in the ninth. Joely Rodriguez struck out four. That's seven. And DeGrom at 12.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I added it right up. Actually, Jerry, I went right to the box score.
Yeah.
They even totaled it up in the box score for you. I didn't have to do the math.
That is pretty cool at the bottom.
I didn't have to take the 12 plus the D.
How about the thing that Gary kept mentioning as they were going through the game? This was really was fascinating until the fifth inning, or the, maybe it was the sixth inning, where all his sliders were swing and misses.
Yes.
They were, I think it was 18 straight swing and misses on sliders until, I forget who it was, had the two foul balls.
Yeah, if I was the Braves manager, I'd say to them,
look for the slider.
How about this, guys? Lay off a slider.
Or look for it.
Or just don't swing at one so that one doesn't go.
Well, you could do that too. Well, but if you could still, hello, you could still swing at the slider, but hit it.
But right, foul it off.
So.
Why is Boomer screaming?
Well, he's doing his thing, you know what I'm saying?
Is that coming out over the radio, Eddie?
I would doubt it. These are very good microphones.
Oh, these are?
So this was a huge day. Mets win 4-5. Now, you've got something right in front of you. I'm not even sure if you know it.
I do know it.
What are you going to say?
The bet we had.
Yes. So, we're close.
So I forget who was there. The Braves, early on in the season, the Braves went on this incredible tear of winning games.
They won, I forget how many, a lot of games in a row.
It was officially a lot of games in a row. And I said, you know, as the baseball season goes, you have a lot of wins, you have a lot of losses. The Braves at some point and the Yankees at some point will have big losing streaks.
We said five-game losing streaks.
Well, the actual deal was, it didn't matter which team it happened to, but it had to happen to both teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves and the Yankees. One of them had to lose at least five in a row. One of them had to lose at least six in a row.
Right. So we're right there.
So right now the Yankees have dropped five in a
Correct.
Row. And they play tonight against the Mariners.
In Seattle.
Seattle. So if they could get me to the sixth.
Yeah, and now the Braves have lost three straight. We're close.
Yes.
We are close.
I didn't look to see who the Braves are playing. But hopefully
they're off tonight. Oh, man. I did see it. I forget. They're off tonight. They have a game tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a – I'll check. I don't
it
think
better
it's a
be a good
over.
Team, Jerry.
It might be.
Just Google,
like
it. Google it.
I am Googling it because I actually looked at this yesterday because of our bet.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I looked at it. So Braves schedule, August. That's it. Boston. Winnable. Boston's weird.
They stink, right, Boston?
They started the year horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Then they bounced back and were playing good baseball, and then they've been terrible again. I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. Last week in Myrtle Beach with my baseball team, no clue what the hell went on. So I don't know how Boston has played over the last week, but I know they were not playing good baseball into the All-Star break, and they've been a bad team again.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I still, during vacation, when I have coffee in the morning, I look through everything. I like to see.
Oh, I'm sure.
I like to see what's going on.
See, for me, that would be usually what I would do. Yeah. But we were up and out at 6:30 in the morning, and by the time I got back, it was to the beach. And I wasn't.
I was watching my Mets highlights, Jerry. I was watching my Yankee highlights. I was watching some of the Mets games because I didn't go anywhere or do anything.
Is that really a vacation?
Yes.
Like you feel? I mean,
yes, I feel more refreshed
because you slept.
I slept. I also feel more refreshed because I got so bored. I was like, let's go to work.
You were ready to rock.
Yeah.
See that? For
and
me.
And if I actually have fun and do something on vacation, I want a break.
I feel like I need vacation now.
Yeah. Right.
A lot of work last
week. Right. You need a vacation.
Had a blast, but it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I also think this, too. So last week, like you, got great sleep. Even in the mornings, we were up and out at 6:45 to go to the facility. 10 o'clock, sleep. So I slept at least 8 hours every night. Some nights 9 or 10.
Yes.
So I go to lay down last night. I go back to this nonsense. 5 hours and 10 minutes. I'm looking at my alarm clock. I'm like, oh my god.
That's right.
Really, when you go away or when you're off, you realize how little we actually sleep.
Correct.
Not good.
Now, Jerry, the Mets now have a nice 6.5-game lead.
Yeah.
This is probably no one's catching them at this point.
How about this? They have the same record as the Yankees.
The Mets do?
Yes. They're both 70 and 39 now. Is that right?
How about that, Yankee fans?
70 and 39, both teams. And the Yankee lead, which was nuts, as we know, it still is, 9.5 single digits.
Single digits now.
You know who they lead by 9.5 games?
They lead the Blue Jays.
Good job.
That
is right. Yeah, that's sports right there.
That is some sports talk knowledge right in your face.
That is sports right in your face.
So 6.5 games. Now, we got the Braves again, before the season ends, yes?
Yes, they're not done with them, but the games are dwindling now. I mean, that was a five-game series they just played.
Five games. We took 4 or 5.
I didn't realize, too, listening to Sal. Good to see you woke up, Sal, this morning. That was good. I'm just kidding. I didn't realize listening to him this morning, and he gave the number. The Braves against winning teams have not been good this year. As good as they've been, they've struggled against good teams.
And Howie and what I heard the TV fellas say.
Ron and Keith,
that the Mets were hitting the best Braves pitching.
Well, yeah.
That's important.
And how good, I know this isn't yesterday and it was Saturday, but how about Scherzer? I mean, the dude
Love
is
Max
just,
Scherzer.
He is tremendous. And he's the type, too, watching him on Saturday. Because I got home in time to see that. He's just with those crazy eyes.
Right, very crazy eyeballs.
He's intense. And you know what I like, too? Was after, and I know he was winning, so there's really no reason to go take the shower and, you know, go console yourself. But I like the fact, right in the dugout, and they were talking about how when he's done with a start, he doesn't want to go sit by himself. He wants to go right to the pitching coach. Jeremy Hefner wants to go right to the other starters. Say, all right, what'd you see? What can I get better at? This guy's been around for 20 years. And he needs to know what he needs to do to be better. And you saw, they showed it on the video. He's in the dugout, and they're talking about, I think they're talking baseball. They could be talking about a girl in the third row. I don't know. But exactly what they were discussing seemed like was happening right then and there.
Yeah,
and
he's
cool.
I love that guy in the mound.
How could you not?
He's got positive energy, Jerry. And that, I'm all about positive vibes only.
And he was a hated national.
Yeah.
No more.
No more, Jerry.
No more.
He's my number one starter. I would take him over to Grom.
Well, I think you have to just in terms of durability at this point. I mean,
no, even if they're like right now, they both are in good shape, right? Because DeGrom looked good. Clearly
DeGrom looked as good as I've ever seen him yesterday.
If I had to win a game tomorrow, I'd take Max Scherzer.
No, I wouldn't. I would take DeGrom.
Really?
Yeah. I still would take DeGrom.
Oh, really, Jerry?
Really, yes. I would take DeGrom. All right. I just would.
I would take Taijuan Walker, but that's just me.
Well, you would take Taijuan Walker pre All-Star break.
Yes.
Post All-Star break, Taijuan Walker has not been great.
Yeah, he's ticking me off, Jerry.
Now, I didn't see that the other day because that was Friday.
I
forget. So we were still away, and the alerts are coming in, and I don't know, we were by the pool, wherever we were, and all of a sudden, one of the dads say, oh, this is Taijuan Walker, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, what'd he do? He's like, they're getting killed. I'm like, The game just started.
Yeah.
They said, yeah, he's getting killed.
It was like 8-1 or 8-0.
Yeah. So he had one of those miserable starts, and you just hope. I don't know. I don't think he's injured, but they were talking about his hamstring.
Well, what happened was on one of his pitches, his cleat got caught.
Okay.
And he just, instead of pitching it, spiked it right into the ground.
Ha!
And that was like right at the start.
Yeah.
So then after that, they just said he never got right. Never felt good, Jerry.
Never felt good. By the way, I did that too the other day.
You got a spike stuck
in
the turf?
Well, no. I spiked the ball.
Oh, okay.
I had to do the home run derby for my son. I had a pitch. Nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
I know. I would think it's very nerve-wracking.
People everywhere.
You got to throw perfect pitches.
They announce him to come out. They say, you've got 1 minute. Now, we practiced this, so I knew what 1 minute was. And there's a big clock, too. But they wouldn't let me throw until the ball landed. So you really have maybe a max of like 15 or 16 tosses. So I go out there to warm up. First one's a little high. Second one's a little high. Third one, I spike right into the ground.
And your kid look at you like, what are we doing
here? He was warming up with his swings, but my son Matthew was videoing. And all you hear under his breath as he's videoing, he goes, oh, God. So anyway, Joseph gets up there, first pitch high, second pitch high. I'm like, all right, I got to throw a strike.
Yes.
And then I finally found my little groove. But the first few, I got to tell you, I started sweating.
Yes, I could see that.
I'm only 35 feet from him. And what's usually very easy for me, all of a sudden the ball's releasing a little bit high, a little bit out. And this poor kid's like, dude, can you throw me a strike? The time's ticking away.
That's why it's very nerve-wracking for those guys that do it in the MLB the home run derby.
I give them a lot of credit.
Yeah.
I was thinking, and no joke, I thought about you when I was out there. Talking about doing it in front of the crowd.
Yeah, I would not have been able.
And being able to perform.
Right. I'd have been hitting your
not
son.
Easy.
I'd have been hitting him with pitches.
Let's take a break. I did not hit him with a pitch.
No, okay, that's good.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We got to do the Yankees. We've got more to do. It's Alex Jerry. We've got Boomer and Gio coming up 6 on the fan.